every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Come on around back, Arizona. It is Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, first Saturday of the month here in June. It means we're talking farm fresh commodities with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Our goal with this hour every month is to connect you, the Arizona homeowner, with the produce and meats that come right out of our $23 billion industry in agriculture here in Arizona. So as you're doing your shopping and planning for the week and providing meals for your family, you know who and what to look for. And it can even just connect you to, you know, you may already be using your favorite brand, maybe something local you didn't even know about before, and you'll learn about and have a whole new connection to that, your meal preparation you're putting together. And Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, is always here and has a guest. Mr. Peterson, welcome back.
Yes, Tim Peterson. He's one of our ranchers. And Tim, we want to have you tell us about your company, its unique niche in the market, and all the produce line or product lines, rather, that you produce. And you have some new stuff that we need to find out about. But first things first, tell us about your ranch and what your family does. It's a family affair. You've got four kids, and I think all three of them work it?
Yes, all four of them.
All four of them?
Yep.
What did I say?
You said you have four kids and all three work it.
What I meant is that three of the four work it, right? Okay, it's still early.
But
where's
all
my
four
coffee?
Work it.
We're working on the math right now.
Yeah, we're working on the math right now. That's why I'm a journalist. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. And so my name's Tim Peterson. I'm a rancher here in Arizona. And we own several ranches throughout the state. And I'm the co-owner of a company called Arizona Grass-Raised Beef. And you can find us at azgrassraisedbeef.com.
Awesome.
And, thank you for not putting the www in front of it.
You're welcome. So as part of our ranching operation quite a few years ago, I just decided to kind of start this local selling beef locally through farmers markets and saw the need for the market's demand for local grown products. And so we started Arizona Grass-Raised Beef about 10 years ago and started selling at a couple of different farmers markets in, you know, Fountain Hills and Scottsdale. And eventually landed a contract with the first natural grocery store that ever opened here in Arizona and did that for a while. And slowly figured out that there was this market demand, you know, and so in the ranching business, it's a very labor intensive business, and it's really a lifestyle more than a business. And it's not a business where you make really a lot of money. I mean, it's a good business. And so looking for a way to grow and just kind of spread out and try to earn more money, you know, this beef business just started growing. Over a period of time, I realized that there really weren't any places in Arizona to get the beef processed, slaughtered, and processed, you know, especially under USDA inspection. You know, we have large plants that do that on a large scale, and several of the small plants are state inspected, which are great, you know, which is a great thing. But to be able to ship the product over state lines, to be able to work with, you know, large, you know, food distributors, you need to be USDA inspected. So we're probably the only ranching outfit, I'm going to say, in the Western United States that has our own USDA slaughter processing plant, and that's up in Chino Valley, Arizona. And in an effort to try to, you know, make as much money off that carcass as we possibly could, we started coming up with different ideas. And the first idea we came up with is bone broth.
Very popular right now.
Yeah, bone broth is very nutrient dense. It's high in, you know, in collagen. It's very good for us. And I mean, when you grew up on the farm, great grandma always made broth. Nothing went to waste. And that's kind of the concept at our company. So we started, we actually built a Took an old restaurant kitchen over in Camp Verde, Arizona, and converted that into a USDA-inspected commercial kitchen. And so all of the bones that come out of the grass-fed cattle at the plant in Chino go to Camp Verde, and we make gallons and gallons of bone broth and ship that all over the country as well as our beef.
And if you go on tours there, it just smells so good.
Yeah, bone broth smells really good.
It's like mom cooking soup.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Tim, I feel everybody asking, where can I get some?
The best place to get it is, you know, online. And that's you know, azgrassraisedbeef.com.
And in fact, I think a lot of your product that you're ending up selling is literally your internet sales. I mean, you do have some of the other streams, but that's one of the main, correct?
As of today, over the last couple of years, I would say internet business is now 80 to 85% of our business for the country.
So you can maintain that volume. That's one of the other challenges with our beef producers that sell directly is just making sure they can provide that volume. Mm-hmm. But the other thing you fix is going back to your point earlier is you have a USDA inspected plant.
Yeah.
And that is so critical, so key.
Yeah. And that was the real bottleneck. I would have my cattle shipped down to the University of Arizona. That's a USDA, have a USDA inspected plant. They're wonderful people down there. But in order for me to be able to control the quality, control so much that needs to be controlled in the food industry, especially in the beef industry, it just became very obvious that we needed to have our own plant.
So you have other product lines too, though.
Yes.
So you obviously have meat cuts. If I buy from your meat or from your website, that's what I'm going to get. Then there's the bone broth. But what are some of your latest product lines?
Yeah. So as of the last couple of years, we're making a tallow, which is a healthy fat, and that's being sold under a partner called Fatworks. But so
like that name.
So the fat, so you know, we try to utilize harvest the fat in the suet and put that into the, you know, the economic picture of Arizona grass raised beef. We're really excited about our beef jerky line that's coming out and pet treats. And in an effort to utilize more of the carcass, you know, and value, you know, get the highest value off that carcass, we're taking all the organ meats, including the spleen and the lung, and we're incorporating that into a very healthy pet treat. There's no grains, no preservatives. It's just simple beef and organ meats. And we should be launching that, I would say, within the next 30 to 60 days. And then we're going to be launching a beef jerky product, which is
for humans.
For humans, yep. And you know, our niche is people are learning to love grass-fed beef. It's what we ate prior to the Great Depression. I've spent almost 10 years trying to perfect and make grass-fed beef very palatable and tender, and you know, we use dry aging as one of those methods, and so that's the same concept with our jerky. It's very simple. There's no sugar, there's no preservatives, there's no additives. It's just sliced. The whole muscle jerky will have a ribeye, a New York, a top sirloin,
I love jerky.
Yeah, it'll just be salted.
Okay, so I'll try some of yours. Yeah. Awesome. And again, 85% of your product is going through the internet sales.
Yep.
So,
talk about that. When you're saying internet sales, meat, obviously, you'd have to keep it cold. How can this be delivered to my home?
Yep. Yep. So we sell quarters, halves, and whole beefs all over the state, and that's delivered by us. So we have a delivery truck, and we'll deliver those right to your doorstep. We have several packages that you can order online. And in the Camp Verde kitchen, we have a section there where we box and ship, you know, all day long. And we have special boxes with special insulation, you know, inside those boxes. We use a lot of dry ice. Our beef is shipped frozen. And, it's really it's a growing market. People are more and more people seem to be buying their food online.
And as confirmation of this, fillyourplate.org, which is a listing of beef producers that will sell directly. Pre the pandemic, we had maybe 20 to 25 beef producers that were listed on Fill Your Plate. Now it's more than 50 because more of them are trying to get in the game. Mm-hmm. The biggest challenge, though, is the processing. But you've resolved that bottleneck because you invested in your own USDA.
Yeah. Plant. And that's really that's a key part of our company. I mean, we are completely integrated. We are the rancher. We are the processor. We take care of distribution. We do the whole gamut from ranch to table, farm to fork, however.
Gate
to plate.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So 2/3 of America's ranches are at least second generation. That's a USDA statistic. Mm-hmm. So your proof of the pudding that you're getting all four of your four kids in the business with you.
Yes.
So talk a little bit more about that. I mean, did you have to wrangle them?
Yeah. Well, my kids all
like
grew
a wrangler?
Up. Yeah, my kids grew up at the end of a dirt road in Humboldt, Arizona. Humboldt Dewey.
And you were talking with Rosie beforehand, where this studio is, our flagship station, just at the base of the Phoenix Mountain Preserve. Mm-hmm. You grew up here before it was the Phoenix Mountain Preserve, and the Dreamy Draw was your daredevil.
Yeah, we drove mini bikes and motocross bikes all over the desert out here. And I grew up in the desert. I grew up in the outdoors. My parents belonged to a four-wheel drive club. My dad had a lot of ranchers that were friends. He worked on the McCormick Ranch, worked on the Gainey Ranch. And so, the outdoors, I love the outdoors. And so my children were all raised at the end of a dirt road on, I'd call it a small ranch, but it was really a mule ranch. We bought mules and trained mules and packed mules. And as Arizona grew and more people got out in the outdoors, we wanted to get access to the wilderness country of Arizona. So started the mule business.
Interesting.
And we'll continue the conversation with Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy and rancher Tim Peterson of Arizona Grass-Fed Beef.